This is the Michigan Talk Network. More talk now.
Everywhere I look, I see job opportunities. Here on this program, we do the sexiest job of the week with MichiganConstruction.com every week. They've told me that there are 9,000 jobs needed in construction as an example of what's needed out there to keep this state rolling along, fixing the roads and doing all the things that we need to get done. And yet there's still a lot of subsidies out there, and that's why we decided to bring the next guest in. James Holman, Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. James, welcome back.
Good morning.
And we're talking about subsidies here and politicians that subsidize, you put it, less than 1% of all job creation. Because if you look around right now, James, you'll see help wanted, now hiring, bonuses being offered, all sorts of things going on. And not just in Michigan, but around the country. But here, you say we're wasting a lot of our resources on things that just don't work. Please explain.
Yeah, so business subsidies are different kind of government spending, because like a lot of government spending isn't about economic growth. You know, the roads are here to help get people from one place to another. The prisons are about the justice system. Parks are about recreation and preserving our natural heritage. And all of those things have huge economic effects, but it's only these business subsidies that are specifically about trying to create jobs. And they just don't work. Like, study and study show that, we can spend our money elsewhere. We probably should be doing these other functions a little better, like our roads, and we'd actually get more bang for our buck from that. But one of the reasons why they're ineffective is because the economy just moves faster than any politician can hope to keep up with. In the most recent 3 months that we have data for this one, Michigan lost 204,000 jobs, but it also added 209,000 jobs. Meanwhile, our state bureaucrats were only able to provide subsidies to companies that pledged to create 1,200 jobs, and most of those things are not.
Wouldn't that be a normal ebb and flow? I suppose some jobs are created, some go away, people move around. That's kind of the natural flow of things, is it not?
Yes, it is. And politicians trying to change the natural flow of things would be like telling the tides to recede.
So what do you do about these? I mean, because this has gone on my entire life. It's basically picking the winners and losers, is it not? It's putting some incentives over here for this group, but this group gets nothing, right? I mean, that's kind of the way it's played out.
Yeah, unfortunately, governments around the country and for a long time have just used these things to give money to their friends, to keep running programs that aren't effective simply because the politics are there for it. I mean, governments all around the country kind of do this. But that doesn't mean that we should continue to do it, nor does it mean that everything kind of stayed constant. Like, we've offered billions upon billions of subsidies, and we didn't used to do that in the 80s.
As you look at this, and I'm going through some of your numbers here, James, and that is, this money adds up. You argue the deal struck years ago cost taxpayers $787 million plus. I mean, that's
just this year.
Yeah, that's significant. And we're in a state with a $55 billion budget, give or take a few nickels. But so $787 million is a significant portion of that money, isn't it?
Yeah, that income tax that lawmakers voted down last year, that income tax reduction, would have cost a lot less than the $787 million. And I would argue that it has a bigger bang in the buck on the economy.
When you look at what's coming up, obviously we're in the midst of it now, in the throes of a political campaign. Bill Schuette and Gretchen Whitmer running for governor here in the state. Do you see either one of these potential candidates changing what you're talking about here, changing the concerns you have, taking back some of this subsidized money that doesn't seem to do a heck of a lot?
So we actually looked at this question. We have a record of how all lawmakers voted on business subsidies, at least for their time in the Michigan legislature, of which both Bill Schuette and Gretchen Whitmer had some. And they both supported these subsidy programs in the past. Gretchen Whitmer authorized, the amount that she authorized was in the top 20 of the 500 lawmakers that were in our sample size. So they both have been supportive of these things on the campaign trail. Gretchen Whitmer said that she was going to unleash the power of the MEDC, whatever that means. And the Attorney General Schuette said that he wanted to make sure that states, Michigan's incentives were competitive with other states. So there isn't a huge difference, but there is a difference between unleashing and whatever competitiveness means, because most of our programs just aren't there to offer competing awards that other states own. They're just there to subsidize whatever businesses are eligible to receive.
Sounds like an odd way to do business. Seems like a very odd way to do business. James Holman here, Director of the Fiscal Policy of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Doesn't seem like a very good way to run a railroad, frankly.
It's not. It's ineffective. It's going to continue to be that way. And I hope that lawmakers and residents in general are skeptical that these programs work.
Yeah, you don't seem very optimistic that either Gretchen Whitmer or Bill Schuette, whoever ends up on top on Election Day, would do much to change this situation.
Well, my hope is that governors can't do these things by themselves. They need legislative approval, and I'm hoping that this next crop of legislators is going to hold our governors accountable for results of these programs, because if they start putting any standards of effectiveness, these things are gone.
All right.
Just like film incentives.
James Holman, well, yeah, the film, that was a disastrous program that I had firsthand experience with, trust me. James Holman, Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Always a pleasure, James.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. It's Monday here on the program. Hey, by the way, if I want to talk to you about something here. If you're an employee or a business owner and you are with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, you have a big opportunity right now with a brand new identity theft protection employee benefit solution from the Michigan Chamber. I've got it. I'm using it. And I've learned some incredible things. I've learned what my credit score is instantly. I've learned about, a traffic ticket that I got 20 years ago in Columbus, Ohio. The point being, this system, this identity theft protection system, goes through everything. Trust me, your data's out there. People are going to look at it. What are they going to find? How are they going to use it? Are they going to try to steal it? You need this theft protection. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the ID theft protection logo to find out more. Really. Do that right now.